Hi, and
Blog
good morning.
Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host, and we're calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a hot Thursday morning. Good morning, Miss Aisha.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, my God. I just had a situation before I called you. My son just threw up all over the floor. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm late calling in. He got sick.
Oh, my goodness. I totally understand. So I'm having problems with my computer today. So it is one of those days where it's like, what is happening today?
Yes.
But we're gonna make it today. Well, I'm sorry. How old is your son?
He's 9.
Oh, you know what? I remember that age, but that's hard. You know, how's he feeling?
He's feeling better. He's laying down. I guess he had to get it out.
Yeah, sometimes it just like with life, you just got to throw it up. Oh, poor baby. Now, are you back in school with you guys? Or?
Oh, no. They don't go back to school until mid-September. You know,
oh,
but they're in like and their summer program just ended, so I got them for a few minutes until they go back to school.
Now, see, I remember the days when school was like that for me, where we went to school after the holiday, not during it. So,
right.
I was just like, oh my gosh. So, I sort of kind of like that myself. We're gonna start off with one of your songs. So here we go. And then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
That won't be it. It is one of those days. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. You're going to go back to... Hold on. Here we go. So, anyway, as we talk, you have a couple songs. It's My Time, right?
Right.
And it's the... And We Go Hard. So we're gonna open in that one up, and there we go. Here we go.
Thank you.
It's my time, Brick City. You heard her, ladies and gentlemen. All right, young lady, tell us about that song, why you wrote it, and what were you thinking, or were you going through something, or you just wrote the song?
I just really was looking for beats one day and came across that hot track and just had to spit on it. So it really started out as a freestyle. I just was freestyling, and it sounded pretty good. So I said I should keep that and use it as a donated song. So that's what I did. I kept the freestyle. I went in the studio. I recorded it. And I said, this is what I'm going to donate to my fans and just donate, period, to the world, to let the world know, you know, this is my premiere. This is my coming out. I'm, you know, about to bring a whole new game to the industry. You know, instead of bringing something new to the game, I'm about to bring a whole new game to you. And it's my time, basically just saying, you know, from 2015 beyond, you know, it's my time to shine.
Amen on that. Amen. All right. So tell everybody where you're from. How did you get into beat? Can you hear me?
Yes.
And how did you get into music? Who got you involved in music?
Okay. I'm actually from North New Jersey. But it's kind of weird, you know, when people ask me where I'm from, because I actually was born in North New Jersey, but I was raised in Trenton. Well, kind of raised in North and Trenton. So, you know, I kind of claim both cities, but I'm originally from New Jersey. I actually have a family who has a musical background, and my parents, you know, was always into entertainment. They had their own production company. So music, you know, was like second nature to us. And it kind of was forced upon us, actually, to be honest, because a lot of because a lot of times when my parents, you know, had open slots, they needed to fill them, so they just used their kids, you know, put their kids on stage and had us, like, perform little skits or dances to, like, wake up everybody. We had to sing, like, Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, you know, things like that, and do little positive and negative skits, you know, stuff like that. So that's how we started out. And then not until we was like 10, 11 on our own, we took an interest, you know, into music. And the interest, the genre of music we got into actually happened to be hip-hop. It's something that grabbed us at the time. And we was like, oh, man, we could do this. And we fell in love with it and, you know, just started perfecting our craft. And little do you know, here we go, little hip-hop artists.
And now, are your parents, are they still doing music? Do you collaborate with them a lot, or do you just do everything on your own, or do you have somebody you work with?
Oh, my parents actually kind of sort of retired. they're not really into the music still like that anymore. But on the sidelines, you know, my mother, who used to be our manager, she still helps out and still sort of kind of do, you know, manager things. As far as, because she's into graphic designs and things like that, so she still works on album covers, logos, and, you know, stuff like that, like sort of behind the scenes.
Okay, awesome. We're going to play another song. It's called We Go Hard. And tell us about that song before we play it.
The song We Go Hard is actually one of my favorite by my group, New Day, because it's me and my twin sister. It shows the dynamics of me and my twin sister. I have a twin sister.
Oh, we'll talk about that afterwards. Wow.
Yeah, I have an identical twin sister, and she's a part of my group. It's my cousin, me and my twin sister, who actually is the group New Day. And we both got on this track, you know, just to show, you know, both of our skills together, you know, as a set of twins in hip-hop, female set of twins in hip-hop. So it was more of that, just showing off the dynamics of twins being on the mic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, that's interesting. Okay, let's play We Go Hard. Let's see if we can do it this time, because I'm computer challenged today.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I am really computer challenged today.
It's just not today.
It just is like, oh my goodness. Like, it's just killing me today. Let me see, what did it say? Okay, open. Okay, so it's going to open for me. Okay, here we go. Thank God. Because I'm laughing at today because this is like, this is funny. Okay. To know that I was covering your gym dancing my butt off.
Early in the morning,
twerk on. Okay. Oh my God. I'm shaming myself. Musical instruments. Tell me what I was hearing.
It's a number of musical instruments in that particular track, and I really can't even really name the instruments that's in that track because I didn't actually produce this track.
Okay.
To be honest, so I could not really tell you what kind of instruments is all in that track, but it has a lot going on in that track, and I think that's what made it so live.
It was, oh my God, it was like, I have to be honest, and I'm going to give glory to God. God plays the right music at the right time. I know people say that you should be rocking the Christian music in the morning or whatever, but you know, whatever you believe in, you know, and I believe in Jesus Christ, but this was, I needed this. I'm going to be honest out there. When you have kids and they use your equipment, you know how this is, and you go to get something to work, and want something to work, and you're trying to use a computer, and they have messed it up, and you had everything lined up, and then one of them gets up and has a nerve to say, that's your problem, and you don't want to catch a case for CPS, and you say, okay, you go see Jesus, because I'm done. I need to hear that. Because I was like, you know, it's 7:47, and I'm not into my show yet. That's not my problem. Okay, I wanted to say, okay, you know what, if I didn't work for CPS, I swear I called it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Shelly, you know, this music this morning has made me have a better attitude, because I'm telling you right now, the people are going to get the lockdowns on them. I'm like, Jesus. I'm telling you.
The wrong morning, huh? The wrong morning for everybody today, huh?
I was like, Jesus, and Jesus knows. He knows I need the music because I need to go to work in a good mood. So yeah. I was like, okay, God. So that song was really awesome. So what is it like for you as a female and as a female, all-female indie artist, trying to get yourself known and get in the industry? What are your challenges and what are things that are helpful for you?
My whole career, no. Actually, the hardest thing right now is making myself known. And what I mean by that is, if you don't have a known name, it's very hard, you know, to get by in the industry if no one knows who you are, you know. So that, you know, plays a part in, you know, getting certain shows, you know, and getting paid a certain amount for certain shows. It all plays into if I come up with a project. And because I'm a producer as well, if I come up with a project and I say I want Candy Burris and Deborah Cox on a song together, it's kind of hard for me to pull that project off because, to me, I'm still kind of nameless in the industry because, you know, I haven't really made, you know, a broader audience, you know, yet, you know, as far as fan base is concerned. So, to me, it's building, you know, a broader fan base so that, you know, my name can get out there, well, our name as well, because like I said, I'm a group. So New Day's name can get out there and, you know, people can recognize who we are, recognize our talent and respect us for that. So when we do want to work and we want to work with, you know, the bigger names and, you know, bigger companies in this industry, you know, we're able to pull that off. So I think that's basically, you know, one of my hardest tasks, but it's becoming easy for me now because the talent kind of speaks for itself. And when I approach certain people in the industry and, you know, they hear our material and once they meet us and things like that, you know, it's easier for them to say, oh, okay, this music is hot. You guys are well-disciplined. You know, I respect how you carry yourselves. Once they, you know, meet us, you know, it's more easier, you know, for us to get off what we're trying to get off when it comes to work. So it's just basically that's what would be the hard part for me. What was your other question?
No, you answered it. And what advice would you give for an up-and-coming new person that's in the industry? And do you think that them going to some kind of specialized music program or engineering program or something would help?
Yeah, that would absolutely help out a lot. A lot of times when you go to music programs and stuff like that, they have certain connections where they connect you after you graduate or get a certain certificate and things like that. You know, they could connect you to whoever they're associated with. So that would be, you know, great. But my advice on that would be, you know, how it's a saying where they say, who you know get you in there, what you know keep you in there.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice would be, you know, to network. You know, networking is important. It is very important. It's extremely important. You know, it's imperative in this business. So networking and connecting with, you know, different people who is on a higher level in the industry than you are that can help you get up. I think that would be, you know, really, really more important than getting your music heard.
Right, exactly. That's true. And let's talk a little bit about ethics, about, you know, in the industry and why ethics and integrity is important.
To be honest, don't nobody want to, like, I have to be, like, really honest. Don't nobody want to work with an effed up person.
Okay.
And it's just that simple. For me, it's the same as me if I go to somewhere like motor vehicles. And, you know, let's say a restaurant. If I go to a restaurant and I go out to eat and we get the rudest waitress ever, you know, and it could be a racist waitress, you know, that messes up the establishment. You know, one bad apple spoils the bunch. So if I'm dealing with this waitress and this waitress is not only disrespectful but racist, I no longer, you know, want to patronize this restaurant.
Right.
So
right, exactly.
It's the same way with going into the music business. That's why, and I have to say, give a shout out to KRS-One because it's his birthday today. But that's why I respect this guy as an artist, because he made a quote. He said hip hop is more than music. Rap is something you do, but hip hop is something you live.
Mm.
And I say that to say this: it's more than the music. You can't just drop a hot track and think that everybody is going to accept you and put you on, and you're going to have the biggest successful career ever. It don't work like that. Because if you can have a hot track all you want, you could be the most talented person, but if you meet somebody and you give off a bad aura, or, you know, you don't honor, you know, people's time and things like that when they set up an interview for you. Say, for instance, I booked someone for a radio station, and they don't honor the time that I gave them. First of all, they come in 2 hours late. Then when they come in 2 hours late, we can't stay. We only can give you 15 minutes because we got to be here or go somewhere else. You know, like things like that, and they wait till the day of to say it. You know, how can I respect you as a business, you know, or as a business colleague, you know, to work with you?
I think that's important, because I know you were right on it with the interview and with me, and you and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought for Thursday, I think it was my mistake on the dates, but you were like, no problem, you're flexible. But when you communicate with people, that's what I hear you say, and have an open communication relationship, and it business wise, it helps.
Right.
When you're not communicating, you're setting yourself up, because people talk, and it's a small industry, believe it or not. People want to think it's huge, but it's big, and somebody knows somebody that knows somebody, and they connect it back. It's like a circle,
right.
Or it gets back. So you're absolutely right. You are a woman of integrity, and you represent your band, and you, I said band, now I'm dating myself, oh Lord. You represent your group so well, and it's an honor to actually have you on the show. Now, before we go to our next song, tell us what you have coming up, where people can find you.
Okay, what we have coming up right now, I'm really, really, really working hard on working with the Philadelphia Police Department, Detective Art Savanio. He has an organization called Battle for Children Charities.
Is he cute? Single?
Oh, he's handsome, but he's married.
Oh, he's got
it. Yes, he's already taken. But he's working on an event called the Battle for Christians, the Battle of the Christian Band.
Wow.
And this event brings together, you know, a lot of indie Christian artists and bands who performs live in front of celebrity judges. And we raise money. We do this event to raise money for women and children who have been abused, either physically or sexually. And we raise money to different organizations who have to investigate, you know, and things like that. So it costs a lot of money to bring child services, the police department, or whoever else they have to bring in to, you know, handle the case, investigate the people and all that. So instead of the kids keep repeating the story and have to keep remembering, you know, such traumatizing things, everybody comes together at one time and does their interviews and all of that so that they can properly help, you know, the child or the woman that's been abused. So we raise money and we give it to one charity a year that has something to do with that. And we're working on that right now. And we have been blessed to be able to work on this event this year with the 76ers. So it's going to be a part of the 76ers basketball game.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? You need to send me that information so that we can get in touch with those organizations so that we can get them on some free advertisement and on the radio for people to hear them. And to get
right
because
now,
through the radio, we have other people who listen, who may have, you know, people, there's a lot of people who listen to the show who want to donate, and they don't know what, they may be looking for a charity, so let's get them on so that they can advertise and get that money. I'm going to tell you something, that is my field, I've been doing it for 33 years, and what you're saying about women and children and being abused, That is an awesome, it is just awesome that you guys bring it together, because a child is re-victimized every time they have to repeat that. A woman is re-victimized every time they have to repeat a story. You know, it's very shameful. And what you only want them to have to do is to repeat the story once to those people, and then when they go through therapy. And that's really, really, that is amazing. I'd love more information to maybe pass on to my county, because I work for Clark County Department of Family Services.
Okay.
And what you guys are doing is amazing. It's nice to hear that Philadelphia Police Department, the Philadelphia 76ers, and everybody's coming together for one, because I don't think people realize what actually goes on when you have to take a child and remove a child from a home because of sexual abuse. The child is the one who feels that they did something wrong. So when you have people coming together like you guys are trying to do, you're actually supporting the child, the woman, if she was whether she was a victim too. That helped. That's so awesome.
Right. And also, those who is afraid to speak up, and that's the other purpose of this event, is to encourage those who have gone through it or know anyone who's gone through it to stand up and speak out. You know, we're trying to raise awareness and give those services provided, you know, so that they can get help. And that's basically what, you know, our whole mission is.
And that is awesome. And that takes us into a little bit, because you and I were talking the other day, about college safety. And I talked a little bit about last night. Women are the numbers I don't have, but I know when women go to college, many women are raped or abused sexually. And let's talk about safety. How can you be safe in college? I know your kids are young, but I have my son. He's going to be going to college next year. I have a lot of my friends that have sent their sons and daughters off to college. But these are three or four things that I came up with. One, stay with a group of people. Always have your group.
Yeah.
I mean, especially at nighttime, you should not be walking around campus, just like you wouldn't be walking around at night after 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night on the streets by yourself. Same thing with campus. When you're alone, people see that, and there's a pattern, and they watch it. Unfortunately, even at college, there are evil people, and let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Tell your teenager, tell the young adult the truth. Number two, when you meet somebody, there are apps, and I know this sounds crazy, but because I have been through online dating and it turned into be nightmare and turned to be stalking, I give a guy, it became so obnoxiously evil. That what I do is when I give a guy my number after I've talked to him a couple of times and we've met a couple of times in person somewhere.
Right.
You know, and that's it. You can actually get an app where you guys can exchange information, but they won't see your number. You guys need to look into that. Two, sexting. Stop the sexting, because that's what causes people. And unfortunately, men have hormones. Women have more hormones. Don't get this wrong. There's women who attack men out there. 25% of men that are in relationships are domestically abused and hurt sexually too. So don't mind you. Women will beat your butt too. Okay. So this is not about it's all about the man. I'm not saying that with you, but the sexting on both sides, you have to stop it, because that's where when you sext somebody, sexting them a text, and maybe you weren't interesting, but you did it once. Maybe that person is going to take that to heart, and that's where stalking comes in. And stalking
is really going to take it to heart.
And they're like, okay, so what if you were the first person that paid attention to them after they got out of high school, and I'm not being mean, and they never had any other woman or man give them attention, because women stalk too. And stalking can go on for years, and it's hard to prove. It takes a long time to prove. So what you guys need to do for getting prepared for college from August and September is to keep yourself safe, stay in groups, don't do the sexting, watch who you give your number to. And also, when you go to your parking lot, women especially, no matter if it's in the daytime or not, you need to have your keys, one of your keys in between your fingers, and you need to walk with your hand up and look proud and do not look scared. And be alert and look around you and walk around your car. It takes less than 30 seconds to walk around your whole car and make flash your beep on your car before you get to your car. And if it's dark, and you're at a mall, get your butt back there and ask somebody to walk with you. Ask the security. That's what they're there for. I mean, you need to be safe because we are getting into a time in society where people are just being snatched. We have, and the thing that you're doing is so amazing to me because some kids, and a lot of people don't realize this, human trafficking for Las Vegas is a major thing. Human sex trade, colleges, girls are picked up every day. They don't want to tell their parents that they're doing things. They're not there in school with doing what they're supposed to be. They get caught up in getting some foreign country and never heard from again. So with that being said, I just wanted to make sure that you guys keep yourself safe and be alert. Like Aisha said, be alert.
Yeah.
We're gonna
put you in place. Also with dating, because I know teenagers are like really going to be into the dating life, and once you get out of your parents' house, you're kind of free to be who you want to be. With the dating, I mean, guys, have some friends, whoever you're going out with, especially if it's your first time meeting them. Give the phone number to your friends, the name, the address where you're going. I don't care if it's a restaurant or whatever, the license plate number. You want to leave that with a friend that you trust, so just in case anything happens, you can call that friend and be like, 911. When they see that 911, they know the address. They know who they're looking for. You know, they know what license plates to find. You know, that's very important to me.
No, and you know what? It is absolutely, you're absolutely on the mark. And one more thing added to that, what I do, and I'm 51, I let all my friends know. People laugh. She's 51 and she does it. Yes, because people are crazy.
Yeah.
I went on one date, and one guy was insisting on marrying me right then. It took three guys. I'm not lying. It took three guys in the restaurant to say, dude, because I just got up because my friend, I guess her phone battery went dead, and I sent her the 211, not a 911, just 211, just to show up at the place to say, oh, hey, what are you doing here? And we were going to take off, right?
Wow.
So I went up. I passed a note to another patron in the restaurant, and they came over, and then the two other guys came over, and they said, hey, what are you doing here, Sabrina? And I said, you guys are ready to go? And they said, yeah. So if you have to use somebody in the restaurant, always carry pen and paper with you, go to the bathroom, come back, pass it to a patron. Believe me, people do care. They really do.
Yes, yes, they do.
And so you need to be safe because I'm telling you, I'm 51, and this guy was, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't even know you. He's like, we can go get married now. I'm like, he says, then you can be my wife, and you can do my laundry. I'm like, dude, I don't do laundry. Second of all, I don't even know you, and that's why I met him in a public place. I know people are comfortable with, oh, my first date, I'm going to go, and then afterwards we can go to my house. No, first date should be the maximum of 2 or 3 hours. You have dinner.
Exactly.
Or actually, the first date, this is the first date. This is how I do. First date is coffee. We talk for an hour. We say, then we'll meet the next date for 2 or 3, and then the next date's in public somewhere where we spend maybe the day together. But that's how I do it. And
my
people laugh at me.
My first date with my cousins or my sister, I have to take at least one or two people with me on the first date. If you can't
Amen.
Do that, then we can't be together.
Amen. You know what? Let's get back to the old-fashioned time where people did that. You know, friends, I mean, it sounds silly, but if that person doesn't understand or doesn't want to do it, then you know what? You're not the person for me. Obviously, you're not a family person. Obviously, you got something to hide, and I'm the first person who will, like, take your fingerprint and go try to run it if I can, if okay, because I'm like, that's what you get for dating a girl who goes, that's social service. I'll take that.
I'm telling you, I'm crazy.
So, people, anyway, that's just being safe. We're being funny, but the truth is, today, more than 20 years ago, we're in a society where attacking somebody, whether you're a man or woman. I was in a restaurant the other day, and this guy was so nice, this woman, she slapped him and for no reason. And he wasn't doing anything. And you could tell, and I said to her, ma'am, stop slapping him. The guy wouldn't even hit, wasn't doing anything. See, my thing is, you put your hands on me, man or woman, we're going down. It's going down. That's what that's all. It's going to get real. It's going to get real. Somebody's going to get real. We don't play games. And I tell women a lot that I work with, when I'm not at work, I say, when you slapping a man, he at some point, if he hasn't hit you, he's going to hit you if you don't stop
him. He's going to hit you. Yes.
He's going to hit you. And you're testing him. Well, he better not, because I'll call the police. And he hasn't called the police on the 10 times that you slapped him. And this is where I come into, where I do a mediation with them and tell the guy, at some point, you need to either walk away from this relationship. I understand that a man didn't put his hands on a woman, but if it was, but for me, I'm telling you right now, next time she put her hands on you, I may have to help you. Because you need to keep your hands to yourself. And women play men like that. Some women do. Not all.
Yes.
But where it keeps the guy, and then nobody believes the guy that he's being abused until afterwards. So we need to make sure that just so you know, and I have to say that because I have a lot of guy friends who I have to say, toughen it up, brother, and stop dating women who beat you up. But I'm not lying.
Right.
Stop dating women who will slap you around. And like one girl, one of my friends was telling me he wouldn't buy, I think she won the diamond ring. She slapped him right there in the store. He didn't do anything. And I'm like,
see,
you need to. Go ahead.
I don't encourage that because to me, that's tearing down a man's manhood. That's just how I look at that.
And it's not just white or black. I've seen black men. I've seen white men. I've seen a lot of men where women do that. And then we wonder why our men don't treat us well at times.
Right.
And why they're so broken because of the words that we say. When you call him an effing a-hole and you're no good, that takes to heart.
It does.
So he's like, well, I can't do nothing right for this woman, so I'm just going to do the best that I can. And then he gives up.
Right.
And then that's where that's a whole nother topic, girl. You gotta come back on.
That's a whole nother show,
I'm gonna email you because I want you to come on and be a co-host with me on that because I'm doing some shows in September on that. Why are men broken down and what women can do to stop it? Because we can stop it.
I have a lot to say on that. We can. and you know what? I'm gonna just say this last thing because we had, you know, a conversation on Hamilton Radio on the Monk Show about this a while back. And one of the guys said something so deep. He was like, well, we wouldn't be the way we are if it wasn't for you women. And what he meant by that is y'all are our teachers. Y'all teach us how to be who we are in a relationship. And he was like, I say that because whenever a guy do something and your reaction to it makes him think it's okay, then that's how he's going to take it. You can't go later on down the line in the career and say, oh, I want you to stop doing that when you allowed it, you know, earlier in the career. In your relationship, you allowed it earlier on in the relationship. So now why would you try to change up and switch up and try to change, you know, the situation? The same way you started the relationship, it should end the same way.
Amen on that. You have to come back on because that's a whole nother topic.
It
and
is.
I know that men, and the thing is we start them young because we start this. I don't know if we realize this, but I wasn't one of those girls in high school, but I watched girls in high school tear down guys.
Right.
Just tear them down. Nobody said anything. And it starts when they're young and it starts at home. Like with my sons, I teach them. There are certain things I don't say to them as just men because they will take that to heart. And when you talk to a man, we don't understand this, but men are actually more sensitive than women. We think it's funny, but it's not. Well, men, no. Men are more sensitive. And he's my best friend, Danny Bongiorno. I taught him what feelings are, and sometimes I have a regret 3 years ago teaching him about feelings because now sometimes I can't get my feelings out. I can't express myself. Well, I'm not trying to hear you express your feelings today because they're not valid. Yes, they are. Men have feelings, too. So men are much more sensitive than we realize, and they hold things in. And you have to be able to know that man or that young boy to understand. And we take it for granted that we women just can express ourselves. But men have a lot more feelings, and they're a lot more emotional.
They really struggle with it. Yeah, they struggle with expressing themselves.
And they've been told all life, men don't do this, men don't do that. I mean, my best friend, he'll tell you, he's the strongest guy ever. I mean, can bench press 425, but he will tell you in a minute, Sabrina, you hurt my feelings. And I'm like, you know, Sometimes I regret 3 years ago that, because I had to have a come to Jesus. I know you have feelings because I can see your neck muscle bulging. When your neck muscle's bulging, that means you're upset. No man is upset. Why is your neck muscle bulging? Yes, you do. So I'm going to need you to talk about this. So we're going to have a whole show on this because you know what? It is true on how and I love your music. I've heard music where. You know, I love how, and I just want to say how much I appreciate it. Even I was over here twerking. Yes, I was, and I feel good about that. But how your music is not putting down a man or a woman. I'm so tired of music where we have to put down a man or a woman to get our music heard. That's not the kind of music that's out there that needs to be out there. We need music that's uplifting, whether it's secular or Christian, that's uplifting people.
Because
in this day and time, if people have enough horror and enough going on inside their own house without hearing songs that say, okay, you know, show me your whatever, because I'm telling you, I have to say Eminem is my favorite rapper, but sometimes I wonder what happened to him. But let's see this last song. Girl, we went a long time. The show is going to go off, but it's not off, so don't hang up the phone, because we're going to play this last song, and then we'll come back, and we'll go off on air, so don't hang up.
Okay.
I love that.
Hey, that was a beat. I wanted to show off my production skills as well. You know, you guys got the hip-hop artist side, so that's more like the producer side of me.
And I want to ask you one last question, and we can talk about this when you come back on in September, and we talk about on how to treat our men. But also, what do you think of the movie Straight Outta Compton? Have you seen it?
I've seen Straight Outta. I loved the movie. I feel like it was well put together. I like that they highlighted more on the music side, and that they also taught us a little something about the industry and the pros and cons of what you walk into, you know, as far as Hollywood and things like that. I really would have wanted them to get more into the labels and the artists that they had under labels, like how the labels got started and things like that, as far as with the Death Row labels and things like that. I always wanted to know the story behind that. They didn't touch on that. Also how Michelle A got started with the group and things like that. They didn't touch on that either. But other than that, I really felt like it was just really a very, very, very good movie and well put together, from the casting to the selection of music and performance-wise, when they got on stage and they were performing. Like, I was so psyched up and got lost back in that era, like that 90s era, where people actually used to perform and they had stage presence back then. And DJ Jazzy Jeff, how he cut up those beats for that movie, it was like, wow. So I really appreciated it as an artist on the hip-hop side, as a hip-hop fan. I feel like I fell in love with hip-hop all over again when I watched that movie.
Okay, I'm going to have to go see it, because you know what? I have to be honest. The only problem I'm having is the title, Straight Outta Compton. I'm like, really? Okay, stop it. Stop it. I know everybody's saying, you see my post. Okay, I want to go see it this weekend. I just wanted to get a real expert who like plays some music that I was hopping over here to. So I'm like, okay, if she thinks she likes it, then I'll go see Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. I was a bit iffy, too, because I'm one of those who don't really like, you know, the bios of a lot of artists, the movies and stuff a lot of people did. Like, the Biggie movie and all of that, I kind of felt like it was, I'm not going to speak my opinion on it, but I didn't like a lot of movies. The Whitney movie, the Aaliyah movie, I didn't like a lot of them, how they were put together.
Gigi Acosta, who was friends with Aaliyah, said that movie just did not do her justice.
Right, right. So, yeah, so for me to say Straight Outta Compton was good, then that is really, like, a stretch, because I'm not really one of those who get into movies that's created for artists on their life story and stuff, because they don't really get a full story or sometimes don't give the truth. But Straight Outta Compton was very, very good, and I have to be honest, I was iffy, and I had to wait, too. I heard a response back from a few friends before I wasted my money going to the movies to see it.
I'm like, I want to see it, and one of my judges, who's Caucasian, he was like, I loved it. I went and saw it twice. And I'm looking at him. He's 63.
Yes.
He's like, oh, my God. He said, and he went at night, and he said at 10:30 at night, he said it was nothing
right.
But people.
Me, too. I went at 10:30 at night, too.
And he said people were just beat. You could just feel the heat of the rhythm in the room and everybody. He said there was a couple of, like, people, young people, but most of it was people my age.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see it, but I want some feedback because I cannot take the title, Straight Outta Compton. I'm like, really, they have to do that? I get it now, but I was like, okay. So
yeah,
I'm just trying to post it straight out of everything else.
Straight Outta Compton is actually, they used the name of one of their singles that was really big for them back in the day. So I guess
the
movie Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, it's basically one of their hottest singles that the group had. So they
I will
the
have to
Straight
go
Outta
see
Compton.
It.
You really have to go see that movie. That movie was really, really excellent.
Okay, I will have to go see that. And I'll recommend one. If you haven't seen Southpaw, you got to see it, because it's not just a regular boxing movie. It represents a lot of those things that kids, what happens when you get in, happens when your parents get broken down, get in social services, how to get back out. It's a great movie, great. And Roy Jones Jr., which is one of our friends here in Las Vegas, is in the movie too, so it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, I love Roy Jones.
Isn't he, you know, I make him rap? I didn't know he could rap until I was getting information to interview him. He's a rapper. He's just sexy. He has a beautiful wife, beautiful family. The dog, his animals are beautiful. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, they're just a beautiful family. It's ridiculous.
They are. He's a great fighter. That's one of my favorite fighters. I have actually two favorite fighters, and it's Mike Tyson and Roy Jones. I love Roy Jones.
And you know, about 6 months ago, I got to meet Mike Tyson.
Really?
In a restaurant, and I recognized him. My son was like, no, it's not. I went up to him, and I said, sir, can I have a picture? He said, in his little Mike Tyson voice, okay, just let me finish lunch. I'm thinking he's going to forget. That man got up, finished his lunch, came over there and said, okay, you ready for your picture? Almost passed out.
Wow.
So everything that everybody had told me for years, because I was really afraid, like, oh, my God, that he would snap at me. He didn't. That man is so nice. So everything everybody told me for years was just nothing but, to me, hype. He came, right. He's like, come on. And he stood there another 30 minutes so that everybody else could get pictures in the restaurant, knowing he was going to training.
Yeah, that's why I tell everybody, man, the media is a trip, and you have to really be careful of what you fall for, you know, when you hear things from TV, radio, or whatever the case may be. Don't go off of what somebody is telling you. You have to learn that person for yourself, because you never know the relationship of other people with that person, you know?
Yeah, and that is straight. That is so true. Well, this is Conversations with the Diva with Brick City herself, and we just thank her for coming on. She's going to be back on in September or October. We're going to discuss a lot more issues, because this young lady is not only music savvy, she could be like a newsworthy like editor or something. Love her. You guys have a great weekend. Tune in next Wednesday and Thursday for Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina, and saying, I'm going to say Brick City out. You guys have a great day. Talk to you later, sweetie. Bye-bye. That was a wonderful show. Oh, my gosh. I was honored to have Miss Aisha Kearney, Brick City herself, and we talked about college safety. You guys need to let your children hear the part about college safety. And also remember, whatever that you do, God is blessing you. If you, this is our public service part. If you're in need of services for mental health, call 211 in any state you are in. Peace out. Love you guys. Blessings.